From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's leader vows no war with North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says U.S. President Donald Trump has promised to seek Seoul's approval before taking any military action against North Korea. He said only South Korea can decide military actions on the Korean Peninsula. Nobody can choose to carry out military action without South Korea's consent. The U.S. and President Donald Trump have made a promise to fully cooperate and ask for our agreement in advance before utilizing whatever options they might use against the North. President Donald Trump is still doing what he can to leverage the situation via China. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, had a sit-down with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
You and President Trump were committed to our improvement in military and military relations, and we have approached it with great commitment, candor, and we certainly want to deliver results.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
Those six parties include the Koreas, U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga has called the outcome of the August 8th election fraudulent, that he lost to President Uhuru Kenyatta. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone on Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, while the grim task of burying the dead to avoid spreading disease is underway. Nearly 400 are known dead, including members of this man's family.
I have a relative who used to live in this community, my younger sister and her three children with her husband. Unfortunately, they are all dead.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. Sunil Saigal is the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone.
People are extremely traumatized, quite naturally, from a devastating event like this. People are missing. Families have loved ones missing. The information we're getting from the communities is that this is the absolute priority to help find missing people and help provide support to the families.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed during the rainy season near the capital of Freetown. Hundreds are still missing and feared dead. Thousands have been made homeless. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada sat down in Washington Wednesday at the start of the first round of renegotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, a key campaign pledge by President Donald Trump. Robert Leitzinger is the U.S. trade representative.
For countless Americans, this agreement has failed. We cannot ignore the huge trade deficits, the lost manufacturing jobs, the businesses that have closed or moved because of incentives, intended or not, in the current agreement.
Leitzinger said the U.S. is seeking concessions, including tougher rules of origin on where products are made and changes to the 23-year-old PAC's trade dispute settlement mechanism. Vice President Mike Pence is cutting short a trip to Latin America and returning to Washington later today, reportedly preparing for a high-level meeting with President Donald Trump and their advisors on Afghanistan. The administration has been working to come up with a new strategy to end America's longest war, now 16 years old, including possibly sending more troops or security contractors to improve security. In Afghanistan, a U.S. service member was killed and five others were wounded during a military operation against Islamic State militants in the east. The U.N. said Thursday that the number of South Sudanese refugees now in Uganda has reached 1 million, now considered the continent's biggest refugee crisis since the 1994 Rwandan genocide. The U.N. said most are women and children, and only a fraction of promised international aid has been received to care for them. An average of 1,800 arrive each day. And a Hong Kong court Thursday jailed three democracy movement leaders for 6 to 8 months for unlawful assembly. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.